let's take it. I'm sure they could change. But obviously, if you're throwing the ball downfield, you got to know where Ed Reed is. In the run game, you got to know where 52 is as well. So both those guys are very talented players. Ray Lewis is in his 14th year, I believe, and he's still playing at a really high level. And he's a guy we got to account for.
Those guys are part of that. That's a good reputation in yep. Baltimore defensively over the last few years. As players, do you ever have to play a reputation, or do you play the players on the field?
You play the guys on the field, the guys you've seen on film each week, and our preparation doesn't change. Obviously, we know what kind of players those guys are. They're probably, first ballot Hall of Famer guys. Guys have been playing at a very high level, Pro Bowl level, for a number of years. So they're definitely guys we need to account for every play and be aware of. But they put their uniform on the same as all of us, and they got to line up and play against us as well. So they're talented players, but we're gonna definitely stick to our scheme and hopefully be able to make some plays.
Mark Teixeira's brought to this offensive line. It seems like since he's been back in there, less sacks. Is there a sense of calmness that he's back to you guys?
Yeah, he also brought a lot more jokes, mostly that come upon him from other people. But he's a good guy and a good player, and he's done a nice job for us. I think he's definitely brought some stability to the line and just some consistency. You know what you're going to get with Mark. He's a talented player, and he knows his limitations. He knows his strengths, and plays to his strengths, and he's smart. So I feel like I can kind of see him out of the corner of my eye and know what he's doing, and I feel very comfortable with him out there.
These next four games, two here, two on the road, it's probably going to be cold weather games, 30 degrees or less. So is there a different mindset as an offense in the NFL? What confidence do you have that this offense is prepared for that? Or do you have something to prove for the caliber teams you've got to go against in these conditions?
Well, we're playing a tough stretch. We're going to take it one at a time. We got Baltimore this week on Monday night, and it's a great opportunity for us. A home game. We got two home games left. We're 4-2 at home, and we need to finish 6-2. We need to take care of our home field advantage, and we know what kind of weather we're going to get. It's going to be cold and possibly snowing, but we know we're going to get the fans are going to show up, and we know they're going to be loud. We know we need to bring the same kind of passion and energy we bring to a 70 degree September game, and I think we will.
But is there a danger in changing the mindset as to what works for this team, what works for this offense in terms of pass versus rush ratio?
I don't think so, and I don't think Mike is going to change anything either. We feel confident, throwing the ball. We did it last year. We threw the ball pretty effectively in the cold, even in the minus 15 down in Chicago. I got big hands. I can grip the ball and let it rip. So I think we're going to keep to that strategy, hopefully.
Aaron, as a California kid, do you have any enjoyment about some snow or playing in snow, or would you rather just avoid it?
I'd rather 75 every day. As a quarterback, you like the consistency, but God blessed me with some big hands, and I can grip that ball pretty well. I think I threw the ball pretty well last year in the cold weather. The snow is actually better than the rain. The rain ball is a lot more difficult to throw than a cold ball that has a little bit of snow on it. So I don't mind the snow as much, as long as it doesn't get too sloppy out there.
Did you know this is the first Monday night game here in December at Lambeau?
Since when?
Yeah, I think.
Is it real?
I was told it was the first one ever here.
Well, I thought we had a Jacksonville in 04. Was that a Sunday night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that surprise you at all? Just because
it's not
play here.
Yeah, that surprised me. But teams know what they're in for when they come to Green Bay and play a night game in the winter. It's going to be cold. So hopefully our slight advantage of having to live in the weather and being better at dealing with the cold is going to help us out on Monday.
How long did it take you to get used to the climate?
A while. people ask me that all the time back in California. I don't think you ever really get used to it. I think you just get better at dealing with it. You got to live in it and walk from, the stadium to your car, and your car, to the restaurant, or, be out there shoveling your driveway with no gloves on. That's what I did last year, at least. Not a lot of fun, but you just get better at dealing with it. I think when I go back to California and it's 45 degrees and I'm wearing shorts and everybody's asking me what's wrong with me, I said, it's kind of warm out here. It's not too bad. You just get better at dealing with the winter. I don't think you ever really get used to it. At least I haven't got used to it yet. I'm better at dealing with it.
Aaron, the 2005 game against the Ravens, does that seem forever ago? And what do you remember about that experience?
Well, it does seem like a long time ago. I remember we were getting thrashed and I was happy to go out there. I remember I had one of the top 10 sports moments as I walked from the third quarter to the fourth quarter. We switched ends. I kind of came up alongside Deion Sanders, who'd been, one of my top 10 players when I was growing up as a kid, and just got to talk with him and walk with him the entire length of the field. That was a pretty special moment for me. And then I went out and played like dog trash. But other than that, you know, that was the highlight of the game. Unfortunately, not, you know, any plays that I made, but you know, it was my first extended play, and took my lumps and learned from it, and like to say I got better, but my next opportunity to play, I didn't play very well either. So,
was it a humbling experience being there at that point in the game?
Yeah, you know what? Back then, everything was moving so fast for me. It was I felt like I was stuck in cement a little bit, and they had guys coming from all over the place, and you know, it was a tough game for us. Got thrashed in Monday Night Football, but it was definitely you know, a stepping stone for me on my journey to get to where I am now.
You put a nice string of wins together, but there's been a couple instances, like the first two drives against the 49ers, come up short in the red zone at the start of the game. Sometimes I see guys, you know, floating into coverage. How do you feel red zone? Is that something that you're working on? You know, there's nuances, are there not, that you're getting open?
Well, there is. The windows are a lot tighter in the red zone, and decisions have to happen quicker. Now, I think a lot of ways teams have been playing us lately in the red zone is just dropping 7-8 guys out, which makes the windows even smaller. So we're going to have to, you know, be patient and dump it off and run for the first down. And, you know, teams have been doing a good job against us, and those windows have been pretty small. So, you know, sometimes you got to kind of take your medicine and take the check down and live to fight another day instead of trying to, you know, force a ball into tight coverage and possibly turn the ball over.
Texas Tony Moss.
Last question, Brian.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Tony's doing all right. Miss him around here.